Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in, everybody. Fox Sports Radio. This is the Odd Couple. Rob and Chris are out this evening. Aaron Torres, VJ Husky in. If you've missed anything, we've been on since 7 p.m. Eastern time. Make sure to go back and download the Odd Couple podcast. Make sure you're subscribed. Rob and Chris will be back next week. But VJ Husky, Aaron Torres in. We learned in hour two that we are both gentlemen that throw money at the polls. So Chris is at the pew by himself this Sunday, but that's okay. We still love Chris. We miss him anyway. VJ, we opened the show, and again, everybody can go back and listen to this on the podcast. We opened the show with the Los Angeles Rams, and for people who are get in their car, haven't been in front of a computer all day, early this morning, they solved, to some degree, they solved the issue that they have at running back. Cam Akers gets hurt earlier this preseason. They need somebody at running back. They trade for Sony Michel, fifth and sixth round pick to the New England Patriots. In return, they get a guy who's rushed for just about 2,300 yards over the course of three seasons, 900 plus yards in 2018 and 2019. Last year was limited to some injuries. They did not pick up the option, I should say, the New England Patriots, so he was going to be a free agent anyway. First of all, we know in hour one, we talked about you like the Rams, maybe even a little bit more than I do. What does this move do for them, in your opinion?
I think it puts them in a conference championship game. I think it gives them the solid running game that they're going to need against San Francisco twice, Seattle twice, and Arizona twice, and also just a tough schedule with some other NFC teams that they have to play. You have to run the football and play defense. They got the defensive part down. Now, this is why I also like this move, because if they don't get a running back, and then once again, you got to put everything on Matthew Stafford, given the weapons. He had weapons in Detroit, too. There was some receiver up there that actually just did an interview with a few weeks ago by the name of, Megatron, that just went into the Hall of Fame, who he had there, too. But they never really had a solid running game up there with some other deficiencies. That would have been the same thing this year. So being that now they have a solid running back, I think that it takes pressure off of him. He can turn and hand to a guy 20, 24 times a game, and the defense is going to do its thing. You got the weapons of Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods and Higbee at the tight end position, so you got the weapons to throw to. I think that they are a legitimate, and I'll stamp it again, conference championship game. There's my one team that I'll plug in there right now.
So I'm glad you brought up Matt Stafford. I'm glad you just said what you said about them making the conference championship game, because there is a lot of buzz in the Los Angeles area about basically the fact that this is the best chance yet in the Sean McVay era of winning a Super Bowl. And what I always say, VJ, is this, is that I do believe that there is a difference between teams that are good enough to get to the Super Bowl, to get to a conference championship game, and to actually win it. Just last year, Buffalo Bills, incredible season. We'll get to the Bills in a minute. But you saw what happened against KC, and they were not a team that, as good as they were getting to the AFC Championship game, there was no scenario where they were beating KC and Tampa Bay back-to-back. And so I want to start with the Rams, because in Vegas right now, they are about the 5th to 6th favorite, depending on what sportsbook. I'm just looking at one right now. Don't know if the Odd Couple has any sportsbook affiliation, so I won't name it, but they're plus 1,400, which this was before today's trade, which makes them 14-1 to win it. I believe the Rams are good enough to win it. I believe we can call them a contender. I do not see the scenario where they do win it, though, because I don't trust Matt Stafford, who has never played in high leverage games well, 2-10 in games that are decide, you know, what was the stat? It was 0-7 in games that had playoff implications, 0-2 in playoff games. And so when I see people putting their hard-earned money on the Rams, I believe they're a contender. I do not believe that they can win it with a guy that has never won a playoff game that we are now asking to win a minimum of 3, maybe 4.
I think they can, and I think Matthew Stafford can. And once again, it's a different team. This is not the Detroit Lions. You are not going against the NFC North division, as the great Chris Berman used to say, the black and blue division that other people have nicknamed, whatever you want to call it. You're not going against that. You're out here in the West now. He's in Cali. He's got a great coaching staff. I think, you know, I said it before on the show with you, I think McVay is slightly overrated as a play caller and a game manager and head coach. But I love the weapons. I love his arm. I love his moxie. This is the same guy that stayed in the game with a dislocated shoulder or broken collarbone or whatever it was and threw a game-winning touchdown pass. Stuff like that you just can't measure. That it's just inside of a guy. He has that thing that's just inside. And in a playoff game, when they need a play, you have a quarterback that you know has the big arm. I don't care if you ain't been in the moment. Sometimes you got to be in the moment. You know what I'm saying? To actually be in the moment. He hasn't been there. We don't know what he's going to do if he gets to a conference championship game. We can't just write it off as, oh, well, he's never been there, so he's not going to play good. Yeah, there's always a quarterback that's gotten to their first conference championship game and won their first conference championship game. So I think he has all the tools. Like I said, I've been a fan, so I'm going to stick by that. I like him in the conference championship game. It's just whether I got him playing the Packers or the Bucks.
Did you say that he has moxie and confidence? What did you say, something about moxie and confidence?
Yeah,
in big games?
I think he's got a ton of moxie. He's got a ton of what some people would call arrogance or confidence or moxie or, you know, grapefruits, whatever you want to use.
The reason I bring it up, these stats are via Bernie Fratto, our good friend, straight out of Vegas.
Yeah,
you can hear him.
Bernie.
Bernie did pre and post game with the Detroit Lions. Matt Stafford is 10-65 against teams with winning records.
That's fine.
It's fine. What do you mean it's fine?
Because that's with the Lions. I told you, you have to incorporate that. I'm not letting that ride. Just like if you had to play for the Bengals. Just like if you had to play for the Browns. Let's stop acting like he was playing for like the Giants or San Francisco or the Cowboys. He was playing for the Detroit Lions, a team who went winless. Not once, But twice, right? Didn't they go winless
that
twice?
That is a 13% win percentage against teams with winning records.
Listen, I'm not listening. I get the numbers. That's fine. But when I still do put on the tape, I watch a guy who played a lot of good football also, too. And I'm going to hinge on that. While everybody else wants to hinge on the bad stuff, I'll be the guy that says, you know what? I'm out here in L.A. I don't like, you know, I'm not an L.A. fan or L.A. But you know what? I'm going to ride with one squad this year. I'll cheer for the Rams. I'll do the home team thing. Oh. I'll cheer for the Rams. I'll cheer for Matthew Stafford. And I got them in the just remember, guys, where you were hearing this.
Well, no, I mean, it's not a hot take to say they're in the conference finals.
I don't do hot takes.
In the NFC Championship game. I mean, they're the fifth favorite in Vegas.
Yeah.
I think the talent's there. I just don't trust a guy that has a 13% win percentage in games against teams. We're not talking about game against playoff teams. We're not talking about teams that are Super Bowl. We're talking about above 500. I don't want to get too wrapped up on Matt Stafford because I want to get to some other teams.
You're right about that, though. If I can say that really quick. You're right about that. I give you that. The numbers don't look good. But I'm going to hinge on he's going to change his fortunes this year.
Sean McVay may be a miracle worker if that's the case.
You guys all love him.
Well, I mean, you know, whatever. Let's move on because I want to get to a coach that I actually do love, and that's Kevin Stefanski, who I thought did a phenomenal job last year with the Cleveland Browns, taking the ball out of Baker Mayfield's hands. I love Baker. I love that moxie. You talk about a guy that really does believe in himself in the moment, but unfortunately he believed in himself too much in the moment, and Freddie Kitchens believed in him too much 2 years ago. Kevin Stefanski comes in, puts the ball in Nick Chubb's hands. Nick Chubb gets that big extension this year, as he deserved. Do you believe the Cleveland Browns are a Super Bowl not a contender. I don't like the word contender because contending means you're in the conversation. Are they a team that is good enough to win the Super Bowl? Because they're another one. We talk about how talented they are. I don't know that I trust Baker to win 3 to 4 high-leverage playoff games.
Football 101, you must run the football and you must stop the run. Who has the number one rated offensive line in all of football? The Cleveland Browns. Who has one of the most top rated defensive lines and run stopping defenses in the NFL? The Cleveland Browns. And now you got a quarterback, like you said, with some moxie. You got receivers. You got tight end. You got two running backs. Let's not forget about the backup that's there behind Chubb. And you have a solid defense. And you have a very winnable division, even though I think the Ravens are there. But the Bengals aren't winning that division. And the Steelers are not winning that division. So you have a chance to get a first-round playoff game at home. And maybe a bye, depending upon what happens with some other AFC teams. So I'm with you. I like them as a divisional possible conference championship game contender. If you go back to that Kansas City game, guys, let's remember, they're kind of a mistake or two. They're going in the end zone and the receiver fumbles the football. It's a really different game, and if they weren't blown out of that game, they just kept making too many mistakes and ended up losing and dropping that game at Kansas City, and they were game for it, and on the cusp of making that a closer game and taking the lead and just couldn't come through. So I'm with you. I like them as a contender. I'll give them Super Bowl contender because you just never know what happened. I like that you can run the football, and I like that you can stop the run. I'm with you on Baker. I like Baker. I like the offensive weapons, and I like the schedule in the division.
Yeah, you know, I'm having a tough time articulating the word that I'm looking for because contender is so different.
Yeah.
There's a show called The Contender.
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather was never on The Contender.
Ever.
Floyd Mayweather was a champion. And, you know, we're not talking about the Bucks as a contender. We're talking about the Bucks. Can they go back-to-back? And so, you know, these are teams that I look at that I think are a little bit overvalued. As I said, the Rams, the fifth favorite in Vegas right now, according to the odds I'm looking at. The Browns, the seventh favorite at plus 1,800. I want to get to another one.
Okay.
It's going to be controversial. You're probably going to yell at me. It's the Patriots and Mac Jones. No, I'm kidding.
We know.
Okay. It is actually the team that has the third best odds according to Vegas. KC is number one. Tampa is number two. The Buffalo Bills are number three. I think they're a contender. I think they're really good. They just made an AFC championship game last year. I love Sean McDermott. I'm not sold that Josh Allen is that dude. And I talked about this earlier as it pertained to Lamar Jackson. I said, Lamar Jackson has been the same guy dating back to his freshman year at Louisville, and nobody has ever been able to figure out how to stop him. And so I don't believe that all of a sudden somebody is going to be able to magically figure out how to stop Lamar Jackson this offseason. What does that have to do with the Buffalo Bills? Well, Josh Allen, I almost called him Josh Jackson, the wing that plays for, I think, the Memphis Grizzlies.
You got basketball on your mind.
Yes. Yeah. Josh Allen, he has been a guy that historically has the big thing about him is accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
Year one in the NFL, 53% completion percentage. Year two, 59% completion percentage. Last year, when he did play like an NFL MVP candidate, and oh, by the way, had them in the AFC Championship game, almost a 70% completion percentage. So from 58.8% to 69.2%. This is why I don't believe the Buffalo Bills will win the Super Bowl, because you're asking Josh Allen to repeat numbers that completely have no, you know, there's no similarity between what he did last year and what he has done at any point in his career. I'm not saying he's going back to 58%. I do not believe that he will stay at the 70% completion percentage mark, 37 touchdowns, even with the extra game. I don't see those numbers. I think the Bills take a step back.
I think they take a step back, but it kind of still sits them where they are because the Jets are terrible. We don't know we're going to get out of New England, and I think most people think Miami's anywhere between a 10 or a 12-win football team. The Buffalo Bills are a 13, 12-win football team. So it's going to look like a step back, but they still might end up with the same record. I like all the stuff you're saying about Josh Allen, but I'm going to go to something else with the Bills, and I just don't like their running game.
Okay.
I don't like their running game at all. Finished 25th in the league last year, and it showed up in the game in Kansas City where they could not run the football, and Kansas City said, okay, we're just scheme to your quarterback. We'll make you throw 40, 50 times today, and eventually you're going to throw it to one of our guys. Who did he throw it to? He threw one to Honey Badger, and that was kind of like, okay, they couldn't move the football. They couldn't score. They turned the football over. I think he'll be fine because I like their offensive weapons, and they have added some speed, and they do bring back a rookie from last year with a lot of speed from the slot position and as a kick returner. But I just think that their running game is gonna suffer, and I just don't think you can just turn that on when you finish 25th the year before. I'm 50-50 on Josh Allen. I see why people like him. Got a lot of moxie. 6'5", 235, big guy, runs, lowers his shoulder, and he's a leader. I'll give him all of that. But I've never seen the Buffalo Bills win anything, not in the AFL, not on Madden, not on Tecmo Ball, Super Tecmo Ball, 10-yard fight for you older heads on Nintendo. I've never seen the Buffalo Bills win nothing. So it's hard for me to pick them to win anything. And I feel like if the Ravens don't leave everything on the field in Tennessee, that could also be a different playoff game. I mean, the week before that, the Colts, they had that game. They missed a field goal, and Rivers overthrows a receiver that's wide open in and so for a touchdown. That's a different game, too. So they didn't walk through the playoffs to get to the conference championship game. But I'm with you. I take a step back. I think they'll lose in a divisional round this year.
This is Fox Sports Radio, The Odd Couple, Aaron Torres, VJ Husky, in for Rob and Chris. We want to hear from you guys. Give us the team. And by the way, you can tell us if we're wrong about the Bills, the Browns, or the Rams. Who is the team that everybody is buying and you are just selling? You want nothing to do with. My team is more so the Browns than the other two, but I'm not buying the Bills or the Rams either. Let us know. 1-877-99 on Fox. Go ahead, give us a call. 1-877-996-6369. Aaron Torres, VJ Husky, in for Rob and Chris, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Welcome back, everybody. Fox Sports Radio, Worship Wednesday, Reverend Don Brown on the ones and twos. Make sure you're following me on Twitter at @Aaron_Torres. Make sure that you are following VJ Husky at VESN Sports. So before the break, VJ, we were talking about teams that we're not buying as legitimate Super Bowl championship teams. Mm-hmm. Contender is a weird word. You hear the word contender. Yes, a contender means you can get there. You can be in competition. I'm talking about teams that you think can win those 3 to 4 games and hold that Vince Lombardi trophy at the end. I'm not buying the Browns. I'm not buying the Rams. And I'm basically not buying the Bills. It sounded like you were a little south on the Bills as well. So we want to hear from you guys. We want to know what you guys think. Who is that team that you're just like, I am out. I don't buy them at all. Let us know. Call in 1-877-99 on Fox, 1-877-996-6369. We want to get to the calls. We'll start with Tom in Tennessee. Tom, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Aaron Torres and VJ Husky filling in.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to comment on the Browns, that I'm all in on them.
Okay. What has you sold? Baker Mayfield. What has you
well,
sold?
Well, the running game, just like you said just a while ago, the running game with Chubb and Hunt and Stefanski as the coach, their defense, they improved their defense. I've been a Browns fan my whole life. I grew up in Cleveland and just transplanted.
Of course the Browns fan believes in the Browns. Surprise, surprise.
Right. Every year we believe in them.
Yeah,
but I wanted to comment on
– I would say. Go ahead.
I just wanted to comment a little bit on earlier you talked about the right before halftime with the Chiefs.
right before halftime with the Chiefs.
Right before halftime with the Chiefs, where they said the receiver fumbled the ball in the end zone. I just wanted to comment on that. If he wouldn't have been speared in the head by the Chiefs guy, he might not have fumbled that. It would have been a touchdown. It might have changed the complex of the game.
Very true, and they didn't go back and review that. Your very, very true point.
But they did. They did the second half. They should have won it. They had Chiefs did have a backup quarterback in, so they didn't take care of business then.
Chad Henne.
Huh?
Yeah, he was the back. Chad Henne, the fighting Chad Henne.
That's
baby.
Right.
Yeah, Chad Henne.
Tom, thank you for the call. Let's get to Obi. Obi Toppin in L.A. You're on Fox Sports Radio. Obi, what's going on, my man?
Good afternoon, gents. How are you guys today?
We're doing
outstanding. Thanks for asking.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm not a believer in Buffalo because the quarterback got paid. I think Baker's going to ball out because he wants to get paid. And Lamar is going to ball out because they want to get paid. And I think that's what's going to be the difference for these guys. So.
Well, and on top of that, there's now pressure, too, where, now I know the contract doesn't kick in this season, but, I mean, you got a little bit of a target on your back. Second highest paid player in the history of the NFL.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a little bit of a different deal. So
exactly. So thank you for taking my call. You guys have a great day. You guys are doing a great job, by the way. You guys sound great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
If I could with that, too, because I also thought this about Stephon Diggs. When guys get money, man, or when they're fighting for that contract, because Diggs balled out last year. And listen, Diggs is from the DMV. He's from my area, University of Maryland.
You claim everything. Oh, yeah, I have a grandma in South Carolina.
Well,
I know all about South Carolina.
Well, I mean, listen, what my fault? My parents were both in the Army and raised me to be very diverse all over the country and the world. So, I mean, hey, that helps me today in life. So, but he is from my area. So, I do like him, but he kind of had that, looking to get paid, chip on my shoulder. Can he keep that up too? That's a great point about Josh Allen. Even though I'm gonna give Josh a little credit, I know he just did get paid, but he still kind of has that moxie and that attitude that he does want to win and he does want to compete. So I'll even though I'm a Bills hater, I will back him on that because he kind of didn't come off of okay, whoo, got my money, now I'm gonna just chill.
Yeah, I don't take it, and I didn't take Obi's call is that he's gonna chill, but it does add extra pressure. It does add an extra target on your back, whatever. It adds extra questions at the press conference where now you're not just the guy on the rookie contract. You're the guy that's ultimately going to get paid whatever it is, $143 million guaranteed down the road or whatever. Real quick one, we didn't talk about him.
Hmm?
I'm out on the Titans, too. Like, I'm just not a Tannehill
guy. Oh, yeah,
I'm out. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm out. No, I'm out.
And Vegas doesn't really seem to like them as much as I would have expected. But I just look at the Titans. Hmm. I don't believe in Ryan Tannehill.
Nope.
Julio Jones was, and still to a degree, is an incredible talent. But we're talking about a 33-year-old wide receiver.
Yeah.
And it comes down to, again, Derrick Henry, load the box, all that. So it's not like they're not on that same level as, say, the Rams or the Bills. But that's just one I'm just not buying. Now, I know the division is terrible. Jacksonville's worse than we could have ever imagined.
Mm.
Houston is worse than Jacksonville.
Mm. Are they?
I don't know.
Are they?
I mean, Jacksonville's bad.
Bad. Jacksonville's bad. I told you before, 2.5 under on Urban Meyer. I took money on the under. He's
2.5 years.
Yes, 2.5 years under, over and under on Urban Meyer. He is gone.
Well,
on the under. Watch.
I was listening. I was with TJ Houshmandzadeh here on The Odd Couple. If you guys missed it yesterday, go ahead and download the podcast. But TJ brought up a good point. He goes, take Trevor Lawrence off this team.
Yes.
Name me one guy that would start on any legitimate team in the NFL. I couldn't come up with one. I mean, DJ Chark's pretty good. He's not playing in the preseason. But, I mean, you talk about a difference maker, maybe Miles Jack, who's been limited in the preseason. So I don't know.
And Travis Etienne is now with the Lisfranc. And that was the injury that ended Yao Ming's career.
Oof.
And that was the bone that questioned Kevin Durant's career, if you guys remember that. So
this is Fox Sports Radio. Aaron Torres, VJ Husky in for Rob and Chris. Do you think it's okay to drive stone? The truth is your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI paid for by NHTSA. Coming up, Adam Kaplan, one of the best NFL insiders out there. He'll get you caught up on everything around the world of the NFL alongside Aaron Torres and VJ Husky. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Thank you, David Gascon. This is Fox Sports Radio's The Odd Couple. Chris and Rob out. Aaron Torres, VJ Husky in. We want to get right to the phones. Adam Kaplan, one of the best NFL insiders out there. Fox Sports Radio NFL insider. Follow him on Twitter, at KaplanNFL. Adam, how you doing this evening?
Guys, good to be with you tonight.
It's great to be with you. You know who else it's great to be with? Mac Jones right now. Did he just... I know Cam Newton's the guy. But, you know, Cam Newton misses a few practices here because of COVID protocol. And it's not just that he missed practices. Mac Jones, 25 of 27, 18 straight completions against, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, Adam, but I believe the Giants' first team defense. What did you make of the news that came out of the Northeast today?
I mean, look, that's what you want. I mean, you want him to be accurate. That's his deal. That Mac Jones is never going to wow you with arm strength. It's about processing and being accurate, and that's what he's done. So it's good. The question for Cam Newton is, how long is he going to have the starting job? Because they spent a first-round pick on Mac Jones. And you know, most teams don't go in saying, okay, we're going to pull this guy this week. They don't do that. That's not the way it works. It's how well the team is doing, how well is the quarterback doing. And that's what it's going to come down to for Cam Newton and his hold on the starting job. But Mac Jones is going to play this season. It's just a matter of when do they pull the trigger. And again, as I just said, there's some factors that comes into it, not just this one. On each quarterback decision. And there are a lot of them, by the way. It's the most I can remember in many years that there are a lot of quarterback decisions that still need to be made.
VJ Vernahuski here, Adam. Thanks for joining us. Sure. Just a quick question. I'll go off the radar here, off this Mac Jones stuff, and I'll throw a Dolphin question to you and just get a little insight on my favorite team. You know, all the questions about Tua. I still think the offensive line needs to play a lot better. I love Gaskins as a running back if you're going to block for him and give him some holes. What do you see with Miami in this defense that Flores is putting together? Kicker that didn't miss a kick on the road at all last year, so you know you're going to put points up through the uprights and a great punter. Give me your assessment on Miami, what you've seen from Tua in the preseason expect from them?
Yeah, look, I would say with Miami, and certainly Tua is the number one question because it's not a secret around the league. They've had interest in Deshaun Watson. They never killed the rumors that were out there. They could have. The Eagles haven't done that. The Panthers have not even done that. So I just think Tua's got to play at a pretty high level for him to be the guy in the future. I think he's kind of a let's wait and see. Remember, they pulled him twice last year. They would have pulled him the third time had Fitzpatrick not been on the COVID list in week 17. So think about it. If you're going to pull the guy three times, I mean, it does tell you that you have questions about him in the future. So I was with him 2 weeks ago in Chicago for joint practices. And the great thing about the Dolphins, if you're a Dolphins fan, is they've done all they can to help him in terms of pass targets. Mm. They're six deep at receiver. They actually may have to keep six receivers because they're so deep there. Gesicki's a pretty good athlete at tight end. Now, you mentioned the offensive line. I remember talking to them in the spring, and they were going to move a couple guys around, and they've done that. But the problem is they're just not great on the offensive line. They need to be better. They're trying to keep some continuity. That's something they're going to have to continue to develop as the offensive line. Gaskin is he's a good player. He's been a nice surprise at the University of Washington. No one was expecting to be the starter last year. He got the opportunity and ran with it. He did a good job. We'll see if he could hold everybody off, but so far so good with him. I think this is a team that absolutely will compete for a wild card. The Bills are a better football team. I don't think there's any question about it, but
yeah,
their defense is going to be nasty. They're super deep at most positions on defense.
Yeah.
So Adam Kaplan joining us. This is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Adam Kaplan, Fox Sports Radio, NFL insider. Another team I believe you were around this fall, this summer, was the Los Angeles Rams. And
Correct. We
were just talking a little bit about the Sony Michel news, but in the bigger picture, where is that staff with Matthew Stafford? I mean, clearly they gave up.
They love him.
Okay, go ahead. The floor is yours because obviously we have not. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that when you make a trade like this, and by the way, Sean McVay was really the one who pushed for it. It's not like you didn't like Goff. When a guy like Matthew Stafford becomes available, you go get him. They'll never be in question. They love Stafford. The issue for them is depth of the offensive lines, which is a problem. Depth at the cornerback, which is certainly a problem, opposite the great Jalen Ramsey. But, no, Stafford's going to be great. In fact, when I was there with them for 2 days, and also at the joint practice in Oxnard with the Cowboys, you're going to immediately see the difference between Goff and Stafford. Stafford is fearless throwing the football. You don't have to manipulate the pocket to free him up. He's just, if you're a Ram fan, you love the way that he throws the football. And the thing is, they're super deep at receiver. DeSean Jackson, I know he gets hurt a lot, But when he plays, he's going to give him an elite deep threat. He still can run at 34 years old, turns 35 in December. I'm a little bit worried about the depth. In fact, I was talking to a Raiders source who mentioned the same thing when they had joined practices last week. When they did a deep dive in the roster, they did question a little bit of the depth. They're a very top-heavy team. They're super talented for their starting units, but not a lot of depth on that football team.
And I agree with you about the death. I just think that I'm such a believer in Matthew Stafford. I like I said, I'm going to factor in the Detroit just like I would factor in Cleveland for 20 years, or I would factor in a player being in Cincinnati for 15 years of their down years there. So, but I'm with you. I think that they love him. He has a lot of weapons. And on Deshaun, you don't need Deshaun to be, you know, available every Sunday, right? Deshaun's just going to be a guy. I think he's going to open up the deep threat and the safeties. I don't care how old you are. The safeties better not let him get behind you. You still have to be very respectful to that type of speed. The running back position, though, talk to me about that there, because they get Sonny Michel, but Henderson can't stay healthy. They've already left Cam Akers. I mean, they could not afford an injury or something to happen at that position, correct?
Yeah, here's the problem with Sonny Michel, former first-round pick. The Patriots did not pick up this fifth-year option. He would not be with the football team next year. Guy's talented, but he's been an underachiever. And it's funny, Henderson and Michel both have the same issue. They have injury issues. But they gave up a lot. They're giving up two draft picks for a guy that you may not even re-sign next year is a little bit... I get that they're going for it. The Rams, as you know, don't care about draft picks. They just give up it. Like, they've given up so many future ones. It'll be a timeshare between two of them. He and Henderson will once Michel knows the offense, I mean, he'll play a lot. And you mentioned, you're right, Henderson's had an injury history. And Jake Funk, they really like Jake Funk, who's a seventh-round running back from Maryland,
mm-hmm.
Who's really explosive. He reminds me of Rex Burkhead, who's now with the Texans. Same number, really explosive, and he's had two ACL injuries in his career, but he's very gifted. I'll tell you what, the Rams are going to be good, but I just worry about a couple things. That's the best division in football. You literally could say all teams should be over 500, which is, you know, simply doesn't happen. But they legitimately could be over 500, all those teams, because they're all pretty good.
Last one for me, Adam. You mentioned being in Chicago, you know, very public, and Justin Fields has Andy Dalton's back, and Andy Dalton says it's my time, and we understand he was signed. Nobody could have imagined that Justin Fields would be in the situation to go to Chicago, but how long until Justin Fields is the guy? Does Andy Dalton really have a shelf life? I mean, what's the situation over there?
What's just interesting, it's funny you ask that, because I was talking to someone with the about this, I don't know, within the last week. If you would have asked me 3 weeks ago, I'd said there's no way that Dalton's not starting week one. And they've made that very clear, that he's definitely starting week one. But they're not going to go past that. Because remember, they open at the Rams. And obviously, if you're going to open at the Rams in SoFi and Aaron Donald and that really good defense, you might want to wait on Justin Fields. But look, they traded up to get him. He's the guy. There's no question about it. And that's certainly not going to change. It's just a matter of when. Now, Andy Dalton's going to have to, the term is stay ahead of the down. They're going to have to win. If they're like 1-2 or 1-3, I think they'll pull them. That's just my opinion. I could tell you from talking to Bears, we're not talking about this, but we're realists here. My prediction will be anywhere from 6 to 10 games that Fields will start. I just think it's the reality. Oh, and they are going to be a good football team. Their defense is going to improve under Sean Desai, the first-year defensive coordinator, who is a Vic Fangio disciple. So, Bear fans, you're going to love this guy. Their defense will be a little bit better in the season.
Last one for me on this side. I want to jump to the Broncos. Teddy Bridgewater gets the job today.
Yep.
We're talking about teams that we believe in, right? A team that I think no one's talking about. And I love the roster, and I know it's on paper, but you talk Melvin Gordon, Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, Hamler, Noah Fant. You look on the defense side of the ball, Miller, Chubb, Jackson, Patrick Surtain Jr. coming in, or excuse me, the second coming in. Teddy gets the call today. I'm looking at these first six games, you know, Jets, Jags, the Giants, B-more, Pittsburgh, Raiders. I see 4-2, and I'm looking at this team. I'm like, I like what Denver's doing here, and by naming Teddy the starter, am I being, you know, a little prisoner of the moment here, or do you feel something there?
Teddy Bridgewater is a guy, he's a safe quarterback. He's going to get you out of a tough spot. You kind of know who he is. He gets knocked for being a check down quarterback, because it's true. He's not going to drive the football downfield. He takes the easy throw. He doesn't turn it over. He's a high character guy, pretty sharp, pretty smart. He's a better athlete than Drew Locke, who's a statue back there. The problem with Locke is he'll make the fantastic pass, then he'll be inaccurate, and you don't want that. And Teddy Bridgewater, again, is just going to be good enough for them to stay ahead of the down. But with all that talent they have at receiver and tight end with Noah Fant, who's terrific, their line has improved. They're going to certainly have a running game. They're going to have a very good defense. I just don't see him more than 10 wins. And that would obviously be an improvement. But they don't have their future quarterback. I think they know it. The whole league knows it. But Teddy, I'm glad that he's been able to revive his career. But Carolina won no parts of him. They basically gave him away. And Teddy, listen, if you're a Bronco fan, they're going to be better. They're going to be better because Teddy won't turn it over, but they're not going to be as good as they could be with a more fearless quarterback, and they'll have to get that in the draft next year.
He's Adam Kaplan, Fox Sports Radio NFL Insider. Make sure to follow him on Twitter, @KaplanNFL. Adam, we appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Guys, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Adam.
That was Adam Kaplan. This is Fox Sports Radio's The Odd Couple. Rob and Chris out. Aaron Torres, VJ Husky in. One segment left, and we still got a lot to get to. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Welcome back, everybody. Fox Sports Radio, Worship Wednesday.
That's classic right there.
I love it, Don Brown. Don Brown's on the ones
That's
and
classic
twos.
Right there.
Last little topic before we get out of here. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon on at the top of the hour. I'm Aaron Torres. He's VJ Husky. VJ, Shikari Richardson. Busy couple months. Obviously, we know what happened at the Olympics, but a lot has happened since then. I'm going to throw it over to you, let you set up what has happened, because we were talking during the break. You're very clearly passionate about it. It's a wild topic to dig into.
Yeah. Ms. Shikari Richardson, who is the reigning record holder in NCAA Women's 100, she broke a record over 40 years old, decided that she was ready for the pro level and went to the Olympic trials. Everybody knows what she did in the Olympic trials. She ends up running the sixth fastest time, which is not the sixth fastest time anymore, but it was then, getting into the trials. Then she gets into the trouble with the marijuana test, and then everything falls apart from there. She does the Good Morning American video where she looks very uncomfortable swaying back and forth, can't stand still. Then that leads to a couple of tweets. While the Olympics are going on, the Olympics are going to miss me. The games won't be the same. Then Simone Biles has her moment. So instead of her reaching out for support, she jumps right on, make sure she puts it back on herself. See, I'm human. Then it leads up to the race last Saturday against the world champion and the Olympic champion in the 100, Thompson Hurrah from Jamaica, who just ran a 10.54, second fastest time ever to FloJo's 10.49. And afterwards, after finishing ninth and talking a lot of trash leading up to it, she showed very little, in my opinion, humility, sportsmanship. She quit by dropping out of the 200, and she just keeps putting her foot in her mouth up until recently last night, or night before last. Miss Allyson Felix, who was like the goddess of women's track. By the way, guys, Allyson Felix, more track medals than anybody in U.S. track history, surpassing Mr. Carl Lewis. So she says that we need to put our arms around her. We need to support her. In response to that, Shikari Richardson says support on a TV talk show isn't really support, or however she put it. So she continues to kind of change the fandom, because there are a lot of celebrities that came to her back. She has a Dre Beats deal that happened after the marijuana test. There are a lot of people supporting her. I'm just not sure she has the right people around her. And if she does, they need to be fired. Her PR team needs to be fired ASAP. So that's just kind of catch you up on everything. It's a story that you thought was going to go away, and it just seems to, gain fire more and more.
And what it comes down to is people keep trying to extend that olive branch, show her respect. You know, Allyson Felix, as you said, an icon in women's sports, not just in women's track and field.
Sure.
Coming to her defense last night. And so that's a disappointing thing to me. Listen, do I care that you smoked weed and you couldn't go to the Olympics? I feel bad. It's no different than any other athlete. I feel bad that she was not able to compete in the Olympics. But from that point on, fake the humility, fake that you're sympathetic and you appreciate everybody reaching out and all that stuff. And then again, to go to that race last week and say the things that she said, get embarrassed. My whole thing, VJ, if I claim to be the best at something and I finish in last place, I'm gonna duck my head out and get out and keep my mouth shut until I'm back and ready to be in competition for the first place. Instead, it's the opposite. I don't know if she's struggling with the first time that she's struggling on the track in terms of win-loss success, whether there's something off the track, whether she has the wrong people around her. But as you said, somebody's got to kind of wrap their arm around her and let her know, hey, man, like, I know you're 21, but let's rock and roll here. Let's get going.
Here's my thing about that 21 thing. I'm getting so sick of that. I'm getting so sick of, they're young. Because when a young athlete handles it, what do people say about LeBron? LeBron has so much dumped on him at 18. LeBron now tells you it was back to 15. I had so much on me at 15 when he did his shop show with Jay-Z and all the other celebrities sitting around. It goes back to being 14,
King
15.
James
so
on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Absolutely. So it's before this. So when a young athlete does right, we praise it. And when they don't, we go, listen, you can't have have it both ways. This is deeper, too, and we don't have enough time to get into it. Some of her times I don't like. And the minute she ran that time at the trials, I remember looking at my wife, Raynell, and I said, I hope she's clean. That was just my first, because I know her college times. And to show up and run those times, it was like, eh. Then last weekend, it drops back to an 11.14. So there's a lot to dig in there, but she needs help and fast.
This is Fox Sports Radio. He is VJ Husky. I'm Aaron Torres. The Odd Couple, Jason Smith, Mike Harmon coming up. Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.